Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Spare the Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Spare the Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Spare the Rock time. It's time for Spare the Rock.
This is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and this is 9 bowls of soup?
That is the correct number of bowls of soup.
I couldn't quite remember.
9 bowls of soup are balanced on the end of a rake on an ichthyosaur's head.
Whoa.
Oh, good, none of them spilled. Please, can I have one, Mr. Ichthyosaur?
No, you can't. I'm saving them for friends.
But you don't have any friends.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Now be quiet. I'm trying to concentrate.
9 bowls of soup on the wings of an airplane flown by an ichthyosaur.
Whoa.
Lucky thing they didn't all spill. Is there one that's kind of extra? Can I have it for my own?
No, you can't. I can't break up the set.
But the soup is getting cold.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
9 bowls of soup are balanced on a snake that the ichthyosaur is taking for a walk.
Whoa.
Phew, I really thought that was it. I just think that you have more than you can handle. What's all the soup for anyway? I didn't think you even really liked soup. Why do you need 9 bowls? Why do you need 9?
If I tell you what these are for, then will you stop bothering me?
9 bowls of soup, arranged a certain way, are some radar dishes in a very large array. And the message they detect from across the Milky Way says the aliens want to join us for lunch. I hope you guys like soup.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and we are joined again in the studio live by Todd and Tina. How are y'all today?
Great. Thanks for having us today.
It is so good to have you back again. I think it was last summer that you came by?
We were back. We were here about a year ago at the same time in May.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we scheduled our appointment via Google Calendar, and here we are. Right? One year out.
And you can get information about y'all at toddntina.com, toddntina.com. And as we talked about last year and again this year, you got a busy schedule ahead, busy summer all around the Twin Cities. Like what are some gigs that you have? You don't have to give the dates, but like where all are you playing that you're excited about?
We're doing actually a lot of like Monday, Tuesday, Thursday midday shows for various cities. So
okay.
That should be kind of fun.
That like are kid-focused.
Yeah, kid-focused.
Yeah.
And also...
Got some farmers markets on the calendar.
Yeah, a couple community nights.
Yeah.
It's wherever they'll have us.
Yeah.
Excellent. And do you have some new music now, too?
Since we saw you last, we put out a new album in January called Kaboom.
Kaboom!
And,
There's an exclamation point at the end, so I assume you have to say Kaboom!
You're right. I said it far more calmly, I suppose. But that's 10 new songs, so we've had a lot of fun making some new videos for those songs and sharing that with our listeners.
And we got to have Kaboom, because the previous one was Dynamite, and Todd and Tina is TNT. You can only guess what the next record's going to be. Get out of the thesaurus.
That's right.
Like Cleanup? Is that the next one?
Yes, that's a great idea.
Road Repair.
There you go. Well, should we hear a song from that new album, Kaboom?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
What are you going to play?
This is our latest video. It's called Confetti Spaghetti.
Yeah, that video just dropped this last week, so
all right.
Check it out.
Here we go.
I like to party, that's who I am.
And I like spaghetti because I'm half Italian.
When I want to party.
When I want to eat.
There's always time for my favorite treat. Confetti spaghetti, you can eat it with a fork.
Confetti spaghetti, you can always have more.
Confetti spaghetti, you can eat it with a spoon.
Or even use chopsticks if you choose. always have more. Confetti spaghetti, you can eat it with a spoon or even use chopsticks if you choose. On my birthday, I could have any meal I wanted.
But the only thing that I want is
confetti spaghetti in my hair. Confetti spaghetti in my underwear. Confetti spaghetti all around the room. Confetti spaghetti in my vacuum. Confetti spaghetti every day. Confetti spaghetti, that's okay. Confetti spaghetti all the time. Confetti spaghetti, mine all mine. Confetti spaghetti, you can eat it with a fork.
Confetti spaghetti, you can always have more.
Confetti spaghetti, you can eat it with a spoon or
even use chopsticks if you choose.
Oh, I'm winded.
It's high energy.
It's Todd and Tina.
Gosh.
Here in the studio. So more than, like, all of your songs are high energy, but that was one that feels to me like it could work just fine with, like, a stack of Marshalls and a bunch of distortion pedals and drums and stuff. Have you considered making that a full-on rock and roll experience?
Well, this is just our acoustic version.
Yeah.
Course.
We don't have the budget to travel with the band.
Yeah.
Okay. But, but if somebody were to say...
It is.
Yeah.
It's the full...
But and if somebody had the budget to say, come on, bring a whole band, you'd follow.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have to find the skill to play those four chords.
Exactly.
I think we can find somebody.
I mean, we need a big budget.
So that song, does it start with you thinking of the phrase spaghetti, confetti spaghetti, or how do you end up with that?
Yeah. Actually, that song was kind of cool because I woke up on a Saturday morning thinking, like, I woke up with the whole song in my mind thinking, like, this should be like a White Stripes song.
Okay, sure.
Like with Jack White, you know, just kind of whining, singing. And I just woke up, I went downstairs, and I kind of wrote the whole thing within 15 minutes.
What? And did you have any really weird dreams that night before? Or is this just
it's the normal stuff I think about.
Yeah, okay,
so
sure.
It's just another day.
Then the email comes across, hey, I got a new song for you, and check it out.
And it just sounded like something the White Stripes would do. And that, we actually played up in the video where Tina's on the drums, and I'm
playing with spaghetti noodles, no less.
It's a subtle Easter egg.
That's right.
for the super followers. But like that one, I kind of was thinking, like, what would the White Stripes sound like if they did Kindy Rock?
Yeah,
and that's what we came up with.
There it is.
That's great.
And then originally, I didn't have bass or anything. And then the problem is when you start listening to the recordings, all of a sudden you hear a song without bass, and you're like, well,
yeah,
you gotta add a little more.
Need something a little bit more there too. Yeah.
So that was that.
All right, so it's from the new album, and the new album is called Kaboom! And it's Todd and Tina, TODDNTINA.com. Should we hear another song?
Yeah, this was one of our more calm songs. It's called Baby Python, and it's about following your dreams, even though they may seem really hard to achieve.
It's about a python.
It sounds like it's maybe about a baby python.
More specifically,
I don't want to speculate too much here.
Don't ruin the ending, but yes, it's about a python baby.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Two, three.
Little baby python, what do you want to be? I hope nothing that requires arms.
Hey, that's kind of mean.
Little baby python, what do you want to be? Always reach for the stars.
Just not with your arms.
You could be the first snake in space, or you could eat a human being. Cause you look so cool with your detachable jaw. Do you want to talk about your feelings? Little baby python, is there something you need? Can I help you open up that jar?
Hey, you want to borrow a can opener?
Little baby python, we all have skills, and for each of us, something is hard.
I can't touch my nose with my tongue.
You can be the first snake in space, or you could eat a human being. Cause you look so cool with your detachable jaw. Do you want to talk about your feelings? What do you want to be? If you need arms, go ahead and grow them. That'll show them.
Todd and Tina live in the studio. I'm not sure that baby pythons can, in fact, grow arms.
But, you know, everybody's got to have a dream.
Everybody's got to have a dream. That's true.
Ambition. Ambition. If you think like that, it will never happen.
It's a really, not with an attitude like that, they won't grow arms. It's a really good point.
We would never have gotten to the moon.
Sure, we can equate those two things.
Absolutely.
It's like William Bernard Shaw. There are those who ask why and those who ask why not. Oh,
that's a really good point. Like, okay, you've convinced me.
I actually won a free bus tour in London like years ago because I knew who did that quote.
Way to go, Todd.
Nice job. So Ken Jennings, watch out.
There's a line there about detachable jaw that makes me think of a King Missile song that has a different word after detachable, which I'm glad is not what you did. So we'll talk about that later. So it's Todd and Tina. You can get tour dates and videos, I assume, and things like that at toddandtina.com. They're very funny videos.
Yes.
Very
entertaining. Our kids are in them, which makes it really fun that we can create this, not only create this music together, but then we can bring our kids in and kind of have them join in on the fun. And they're not too old that it's not uncool.
Yeah.
So that part's really fun, too.
They're not demanding money quite yet.
And is the plan like an album a year kind of until you're no longer doing an album a year?
Oh.
For right now, we're starting to record album 3.
Okay.
And so we'll work on that this summer in addition to all of our
Which is
shows.
Probably going to have some sort of explosion theme, I'm
yes,
inferring.
Yes, you can guarantee that, yes.
Yes. Okay. The goal is just to, we put out 10 song records, so I figure 10 songs every year, that's reasonable.
Yeah, one, they tend to be kind of, you get in and out pretty quick on these.
Yeah,
they're short.
These are not like Stairway to Heaven.
Correct. We are waiting for our Freebird.
Yeah.
So. It's not here yet.
You
can say a lot in a minute and a half, though.
Yeah, the
Python song was a little bit more contemplative and maybe a little longer. I don't actually know.
It actually is a little longer, almost 2 minutes.
Sometimes when it gets to 2 minutes. I will say, though, when I'm listening to music, there's a lot, it's you know, with us, it's all killer, no filler.
That's right.
Well, and we may have talked about this last time you were on. The station that plays us in Western Massachusetts, 93.9 The River, plays the Little Steven Underground Garage, which is a syndicated radio show. And the ad for it, I always remember, says, we don't play no songs longer than 3 minutes, three and a half minutes, sure. I think. And that, I'm like, yeah, there you go. Just get in, get out.
That's
right. It's a couple verses, a chorus or two, and a bridge.
Yeah.
If you want to get fancy.
Maybe an interlude.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean.
Yeah, let's not get too fancy.
Yeah, Tina wants to make a prog rock album all of a sudden. She's going to call up the guys of Yes.
Be amazing.
Yeah.
Should we do one more song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll do, this one is called Jellyfish Chicken.
Uh-oh, there's a kazoo.
Oh, the kazoo is out.
The kazoo's out.
I play a mean kazoo.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, this one came about because, my wife brought home a Costco chicken, and I was cutting it up, being the hunter and gatherer of the family. I was cutting it up for the family, and I thought, wouldn't it be awesome if there weren't bones in this chicken? Then we'd have more chicken and less bones.
Sure. So unpleasant for the chicken.
And then I started thinking about it, and then I realized I want a jellyfish chicken in my home because I don't want no chicken bones. Them chicken bones.
There you go.
So it just, it's pragmatic. It makes sense.
Yeah.
So you feel bad. And like originally I was picturing a video where we have like these little like spongy blobs all around a farm, and then it sounded too dark.
Sure.
So then all of a sudden our friend Chris ended up making a cute little jellyfish chicken that is befriended.
Just adorable.
Like a happy
jellyfish chicken.
Happy, smiley, dancy, happy tentacles.
Yeah, and that's what makes it fun because I was thinking...
Until it ends up at Costco. We'll ignore that.
Well, we don't actually... We don't go that dark into the video.
In the video, actually, though, he becomes our friend.
Yeah. Sure.
So
go check out the video at toddandtina.com.
Yeah.
Very delightful animated video. So that was really fun to do.
Yeah, lots of green screens and jellyfish chicken. So here we go, and on the recording, it's way more intense, but...
Here's our acoustic version.
Yeah, again. Here we go.
I want a jellyfish chicken in my home, because I don't want them chicken bones. I want a jellyfish chicken in my home, because I don't want them chicken bones.
So here is the story. Let me make it nice and clear. I could have nuggets, but I don't always want nuggets, or I could go eat some chicken fries.
In my home, 'cause I don't want them chicken bones. I want a jellyfish chicken in my home, 'cause I
chicken bones. So I called up people much smarter than me, the ones who went to college or university. I said, you should make jellyfish chicken DNA. It'll sting you or the bones will go away. I want a jellyfish chicken in my home, cause I don't want them chicken bones. I want a jellyfish chicken in my home, cause I don't want them chicken bones. Jellyfish dance.
Todd and Tina.
Oh, there's a lot.
Live in the studio.
You know, I had a third. I was going to write a third verse for that, and then I thought, what more do you need to say about jellyfish chicken?
There are limits.
There are limits.
Found it.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking while you were playing that, in sort of the heyday, non-horrible era of Twitter, there was sort of famously the group it was called Weird Twitter, which was just like the people who would do very surreal, weird things. And now I realize we've got Weird Kindy. You and Telephone Company and They Might Be Giants are in that mix probably too. There you are.
Yeah. Well, it's fun.
It's important stuff.
And what I love about it too is that I feel like we can be silly and fun and be authentically ourselves and have a good time.
Absolutely.
So.
And that's a good message to send out to the kids as well.
That's right.
The new album is called Kaboom! With an exclamation point. You got to say it like that.
Well, no, you need it. We got to send you like some explosion. Let's try that again.
It's Kaboom! Todd and Tina, toddandtina.com for tour dates all around, not just around the Twin Cities, all the way out to Alexandria. That's greater Minnesota.
That's
greater.
Right.
Right there. Maybe even to Wisconsin?
Oh, someday. Fingers crossed.
Our schedules. Yeah, we were invited over to Wisconsin, but
okay.
Yeah.
Too busy.
Videos, music, all the rest, toddandtina.com. Thanks for coming back, and look forward to having you back here. Let's say May of next year.
Sounds great. Oh, thanks so much for having us.
I'd see you.
Sight is one of our senses.
The brain knows just what to do. It helps us out when like cheese?
I do.
I got a great story for you to chew on. Think about a cheese, yeah, any kind. Soft, hard, mild, stinky, with an edible rind.
Imagine biting off a chunk, tastes good, you swallow. Goes down smooth, have another dollop.
You're still feeling hollow, but there's more to follow. Keep eating that cheese if you're short or tall. Oh. Now to saliva through the throat and esophagus. Cheese going down, down, down. There's no stopping us. If it's something you ate, it has exactly one fate. Cheese or broccoli, cheese or broccoli, cheese or broccoli. It goes through your body.
In your mouth, the cheese was yummy, but what's it like when it gets to your tummy?
With a swish, swish, slosh, it's pulverized.
Minimized.
Tiny size.
Stabilized.
Standardized.
Collectivized.
Homogenized.
Vulcanized.
Not surprised.
In the stomach, the cheese gets got. Acid breaks it down like a juggernaut.
Now cheese is ready to be digested. Nutrients to cells like the cells requested. If it's something you ate, it has exactly one fate. Cheese or broccoli, cheese or broccoli, cheese or broccoli. It goes through your body.
If eating cheese makes you lactose, you might be intolerant to lactose.
Through the duodenum and small intestine, cheese is flowing like a yellow destiny.
In the large intestine, water is squeezed out. Food gets hard, hard to take the cheese
when
out.
When it gets to the end, what comes next? Don't blame us.
What comes next comes right out of your...
If it's something you ate, it has exactly one fate. Cheese or broccoli, cheese or broccoli, cheese or broccoli.
Song's called Cheese Digest from Lewis and Dan and the Invisible Band. It is not, in fact, about like an academic journal related to cheese.
That's what I thought it was.
It is about digesting cheese.
Okay.
Do you like my hand gesture?
I do,
this
yeah.
This is a radio, it's an audio format, but I am making a gesture relating to the digestion of food in general.
As if he was tracing a very poofy dress.
Exactly, yes. Which is not technically how digestion of food works.
Not quite.
No.
Doesn't
but
go
it's,
out much.
It's the right general direction.
Yeah.
That is Todd and Tina. I'm sorry, it's not Todd and Tina. It's Lewis and Dan and the Invisible Band. Thanks to Todd and Tina for coming by the studio. It was great
Thanks.
To see them. I think Lewis and Dan and the Invisible Band, I was talking to Todd and Tina about how they sort of would fit in the weird kindy neighborhood, kind of like weird Twitter. I think Lewis and Dan and the Invisible Band also kind of weird.
They're also kind of weird.
It's good stuff. Out of Northfield, Minnesota. Hey, it is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Indie Music for Indie Kids. My name is Bill Childs right over there.
It's Liam. Hi.
It is so good to have you here still, Liam.
I'm glad to be here for another couple weeks.
Couple more weeks and then off to Camp Wildwood. You could Woo. Probably still register if you're in New England or just want to send your child to New England.
Yeah,
Wildwood Overnight Camp, Mass Audubon. It is super fun.
Confirmed.
But, Liam, we're at a point in the show when I need your help and we both collectively need the help of all the listeners. Can you explain, if you remember,
all right.
to everybody at home, what's going down?
So my dad, he's going to ask us if we have a question. We'll say yes, because we do, or we will once I tell you what the question is, you know. Then he'll ask us what the question is, and then all of us, me, Dad, wait.
Nope,
you don't do it.
No, because you're asking me the question.
I am. And everybody at home will all yell as loudly as we can, are you prepared to rock?
Okay. So, good job. You got a little confused on who did it, but we've
worked it out. Well, I feel bad about leaving you out, you know.
I appreciate that, but I answer the question, so it works out. Okay, hey, Liam and everybody at home, do you have a question for me? Excellent. What is that question?
Are you prepared to rock?
I am, in fact, prepared to rock, but first advice from They Might Be Giants.
Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they a partial list of the things that you've got to be prepared for. First on the list for small consideration is the thing we call the rock.
Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they rock.
All right, Liam, so I have a little quiz for you, or a little, little opportunity for you to guess what's playing next.
All right.
It is the Are You Prepared to Rock set.
It is.
And it is a song about a dairy product, and it rocks. And
is
I
it
think
chocolate
you
milk?
Played it on your radio show by who?
Scribble Monster.
It's Scribble Monster and his pals, Chocolate
they
Milk.
They say the chocolate's been around since 600 BC, but that doesn't matter very much to me. When they mixed it up with milk, that's my favorite date. Cause chocolate's pretty good, but chocolate milk's great. Think the Swiss you on a whim, mix their chocolate with their skim. I love chocolate milk.
I
L-O-V-E.
L-O-V-E.
C-H-O-C.
C-H-O-C.
O-L-A-T-E.
O-L-A-T-E.
M-I-L-K.
M-I-L-K.
What does that say? Chocolate milk's not only good, but it's good for you too. So drink a glass of three or four, hey, even two will do. There's a little bit of protein and a little bit of fat, and lots of calcium, there's nothing wrong with that. Grab a bite, jug it down, buy us all another round. We love chocolate milk.
I
L-O-V-E.
L-O-V-E.
C-H-O-C.
C-H-O-C.
O-L-A-T-E.
O-L-A-T-E.
M-I-L-K.
M-I-L-K.
What does that say?